Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole, hello.
I like it. I like our new time. I am pumped.
Yeah.
I got the chills. Like, I just feel...
It's cold.
Well, it is. We actually have rain in San Diego, so this is a big day for us. But no, you know what? I like the 8 o'clock in the morning show, right? I liked where you're sitting now. I feel like you've shifted the energy of the room. Oh my God, you guys, it's like the whole chair argument we have every week. She's moved. But no, I also really like the evening vibe as well. Like, we are night people.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like where a lot of you... down, this is where we start ramping up. Spirit starts coming in stronger. So welcome. Thanks for joining us. We're excited to be on at 5 o'clock every Wednesday. So every Wednesday, you get a dose of us. Every Thursday, you get a dose of Eye of Soul instead of every other week. I'll be on at 5 p.m. So we're going to do back-to-back shows. And this month, I'm so excited. I have taken a couple of Dr. Pat shows on. So I will be back on KKNW 2 Wednesdays this month at 11 a.m. You guys check out Transformation Talk Radio. And our page. Next Wednesday, the 10th, I'll be on, and I will be going through Sylvia Brown's book, The Other Side and Back. And I'm fast forwarding it 20 years later, and in the eyes of another medium, and how stuff has evolved, how stuff has changed, how stuff... So it's going to be really cool to kind of dive down into her book. I have actually met her at a couple of her shows. I've seen her in person. I mean, she was amazing at what she did. And at the same time, a lot of people will find fault in what she does. And so it's just the dynamic of this type of industry. So that's what's going to be happening on that Wednesday show. But tonight, yes, what a way to kick it off for March, right? Then to have on our lovely, lovely ladies, and to be able to announce the project that we have been promoting and working on in secret, right? So yes, I will wait till they come on to kind of get into the nitty gritty of that. But you're going to get to meet the Feast. Let's just try that again. That's what happens when we're live. The Fierce Four, okay? Not Feast. I don't even know how to spell that. And we're also going to be doing readings, you guys. So we've all got some cards and we've got some energy going on. We're going to kind of get to know each other. We've all created questions to ask one another so you guys can get to know us. We're going to promote that YouTube page. Like it, subscribe to it, let your friends know. It's simple. Shades of Spirit. That's our YouTube page. So you know what? Let's just bring them on because it's fun to have them here.
Two of my favorite people.
Two of your favorite people. I'm hoping I'm the third.
I mean... Okay.
That'll be discussed at the break, folks. So let's welcome LaShawn and Ashley, you guys. Yay! I love it. I love it. Okay. So before we go to break, because we're going to take 3 breaks like we normally do, I want Nikki to just say some stuff. Like, just say some stuff. Let us know kind of like...
Feasts.
Like, what are your thoughts on these two fabulous women here that we're going to be working with?
I really like just the different perspectives that they each have, and I've watched them along. They've grown with us. We've all kind of come together and connected in an unexpected way, and we all sort of bonded over our love of spirit. And I like what they both bring to the table. It's different, and at the end of the day, it's always about laughing and fun, and it's never. We get together and we walk away just kind of like, oh, I wish I had done something else. Like, it's always a good time. They're both hilarious. And they're like the girls that you would want no matter what. Like, if on your birthday or on a breakup, you would want them there.
I absolutely love that. On your birthday, which, you know, hello, someone has a birthday in a couple days. So a little early happy birthday to you, correct? Right?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow. I don't even know what day it is. I guess it is tomorrow because today is the 3rd. So since we aren't celebrating on your birthday in person like we've done LaShawn and Nicole, just the way it worked out, we would like to wish you a happy birthday. You guys give Ashley a shout out on that as well. You know what I take away from this group is where we all were before we met and where we have evolved. You know, I met LaShawn at an event to where she won a house clearing. And you guys have heard me say this before. It was like she won the Miss America beauty pageant at that event. That woman jumped up in the tightest, shortest white dress I have ever seen. Screaming. Ooh, as well. Oh, yeah. You should have seen her. Tommy's over there like, could we just keep the skirt on a little bit here, girlfriend? And, you know, being able to meet her and her husband and now being able to know her family and watch the evolution over all these years and to have her get to know our family means so much. And, you know, with Ashley, did you think a few years ago when we sat down in that group reading that this is where you would be now?
Well, I should say yes, because I'm a psychic, but no.
Psychics don't really read themselves, let's be honest.
No, no.
So, I mean, just the evolution and even from, you know, us working together years ago and the progression that it's made over the course of time, it's finding those people that can interact with us, that are one with us, that are on that same energy level as us is absolutely huge, right? So without further ado, ladies, and all of you watching, I know.
It's very dramatic.
I know. I like the dramatic pause.
I know. I like this suspense.
I like LaShawn goes.
I'm like, what's she going to say next?
What is happening? I'm like, LaShawn, you know what's happening. We have created a YouTube show, you guys. I cannot wait to do this. The thing about this is the reason why we're promoting our Shades of Spirit YouTube page is because it's only going to be broadcasted on YouTube. You will not find this on Instagram. You will not find this on Facebook. This doesn't take away from the Facebook Lives that we do. We just may do them every 6 weeks as opposed to every month. We'll still be doing those in the evening, hanging out, having dinner, and then doing live readings. But this is different. This is next level, if you will. And being able to bring people together. And what was funny is like, I go through these spurts where spirit kind of shuts me down. I have a Reiki client today. You know who you are. And we talked about that. We kind of get shut down and we kind of have to live the human life for a while. And I turn it on when I have clients and then they shut me back down. But when they turn us back on spiritually, whoo, it is intense. And that day that I got clicked back on my off time, if you will, was when all of a sudden I'm like, we need to do something on you. Like, we need to have like, we need to do a show on YouTube. And at first I was thinking maybe we would also stream it on Instagram and try, but no, I want this to be solely a YouTube issue. You are going to have an issue at YouTube because we are going to blow up. That's what's going to happen. My spirit team is showing me that we need to reach more people. We need to connect with more people. And this is the next way to do it. And so it's going to be a show every Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, we kind of think that we're going to run it an hour to 2 hours. Who knows? It might be a week where we get everything said and we hate each other by the end. And at 5:05, we're like, see ya, get out of my house. It also could be a show where it might run a couple hours because we're so passionate about what's being talked about. What I love is that we each bring a different element to the table. So for LaShawn, first of all, introduce your new cool, sick name that we came up with, and then let people know what you're going to be bringing to the table.
And hours. And hours.
True story.
True story.
True story.
When you really think about it, it started even long before then, because many months ago, Jamie was like, we need to come up with a name for you. But I am proud of this name because of the time we put into it and everybody that I spoke into absolutely loves it. Okay, y'all ready? Drum roll! LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic, which translates to LaShawn, the one that lights the path to the divine.
On the one that lights the path to divine. Yeah. I love that. And she's going to be doing card reading. She's going to tap into any energies that come through. She's also a Reiki master and a shamanic practitioner. Now, before we go to break, Ashley, what element are you bringing to this round table?
Comedy. Duh.
I'll give you that much. I'm a checkmark comedy. I'll make sure I put that in the notes for you too.
I am a psychic artist. That's my vibe. I have mediumship gifts as well, but I lean more towards the psychic artistry or psychic area, and I'm all about it.
You know what's cool, guys, is that this isn't going to be, the concept came to me from like when you guys would watch The View or some of those morning talk shows, right? Except we're going to do it on a Sunday afternoon when you guys can join us. And we're going to connect on a deeper level. We're going to bring topics that maybe have been talked about on the radio show, but there's no censorship on this. It's going to be real. It's going to be completely raw.
No holds barred.
Like we said, we can sit at a table and not agree. We can agree to disagree, and we can walk away giving each other hugs when it's safe, COVID friendly, and allow ourselves to be able to move past that, because it is about all the different dynamics and relationships, don't you think?
Absolutely.
And so when we do that, it's going to be cool stuff. Like, we're going to have a Paint with Ashley YouTube show on a Sunday. And so we'll let you know a week ahead what's up front and what you need to get if you want to join us, or if you just want to sit and watch the comedy, because I'm going to tell you, Ashley's seen me paint. It ain't a pretty sight. We're going to have, you know, maybe some healing sessions with LaShawn and working through, maybe even she'll bring her drums and we'll do some drumming for shamanic drumming. I want to cook with you guys. And we'll, you know, LaShawn's like, I'm going to go hang out by your trash can and you can hand me the trash. I mean, it's going to be ways that we connect with spirit as well. And being able to offer you some of these tools and tips on different ways that we can connect and meditate. And I just can't wait, because it's, you don't see this anywhere. We have looked, and maybe it's out there somewhere, but we've looked and it's new and it's fresh.
Not with us, it's not.
It isn't. You are correct. So Ashley, take us to break. When we get back, you guys, we each have come up with some questions to ask one another so that you guys get to know us on a deeper level. But let them know how they can find you, Ashley.
All right, guys, you guys can find me on Instagram, Art by Ashley T, or Facebook, Ashley Tower, or www.ashleyt.com. If you guys are in the Orange County area, I do travel. I'm a mobile art instructor. It's super fun. So if you guys want to check that out, or I am available for readings as well, you can email me at ashleyt or gmail.com.
Do that one more time. One more time.
Art by Ashley T at gmail.com.
There you go. All right, you guys, stay tuned. We will be also doing live readings. So you can call in, or you can write in the comment sections that you want a card from one of us, and we'll do that as well. We'll see you after this break.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Are you trying to lose weight but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrienne Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrienne or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, I love nights. I'm just going to say it all night long. I really do. Also, the fact that I haven't really slept in, I don't know, four nights. Night three, I got a little more sleep. Last night, nope. That full moon in Virgo energy just took me out when it came down to downtime, which can be positive. So I know a lot of us have used that in a great way. I mean, if I could not clean and organize any more than I have, I feel really good on the Virgo level because I am a Virgo. But the sleep part of it, I'm sure it's going to, catch up with me real soon. I love the night vibe. I love that you guys are chiming in. Please like and share. Like and share what you see right now. Invite more people in because it's all about us getting the word out. The word meaning spirit, about how we connect, how we can help you. We all have different qualities about us that can work with your energy. So right now, Ophelia, you're on the list for a card. That'll be the next segment. So stay with us. And Diane W., so are you. But before we get to readings, and you know what? If that means we do readings the last half an hour, ladies, that's what we're here for, right?
Yep.
Making fun of each other and doing readings. I wanted us to come up with a couple of questions. I'm going to start with question one for this segment so that you guys can get to know us on a different level, right? Just to kind of get to know who we are. Some questions will be spirit related and some questions may not be spirit related. So I have my first question. I'm actually going to switch that to my second question. My first question is going to be, ladies, you ready? Okay. What is your favorite food?
Okay, who
want to
go first? Go ahead, Ashley.
I like sushi. I'm into raw fish. I know Nicole's gagging over it.
Nicole?
I love it.
No?
I absolutely was.
Yeah. But what about octopus? Didn't you tell me that you didn't like octopus?
I won't eat octopus because they're so intelligent. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay, so you won't eat octopus because of its intelligence, but you will throw some raw salmon on top of a rice patty and call it a day.
Go to town. Yeah.
Wow. I'm offended just by her saying that the octopus is so intelligent over the other ones. What the heck?
Yeah. Have you ever seen? We'll save the octopus story for the
when we're actually eating sushi and I bring out a live octopus and we have a conversation with it. That's how that's going to go, you guys.
See him open up a jar.
Ashley, it's not like what you see in the cartoons.
No, I watch things.
Nature Channel, Nat Geo.
Okay. Have you guys ever had octopus? One, it's gross. Like, it's super chewy. And I'm like, I'm probably offending people. We're like, oh, I love octopus.
Our first show. Already people are like, screw this chick.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. Dip that ish in soy sauce. Bam. All right, Brianna. Bam. I love it. All right. So sushi for you. LaShawn, what about you?
I'm easy. I'm a pasta person. I love anything pasta. Did she just?
We're talking about like indulgent, like if you could gorge yourself.
It's pasta?
It's pasta?
Yeah, that or either Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I don't know if you consider that food.
I'm going
more on that level right there. Yeah. So it's funny because, you know, LaShawn comes over, we cook a meal. LaShawn does this. I'll have one piece of lettuce, half a cucumber.
Are so small. And
I might take this quarter of a tomato, but give me the salad dressing. Homemade croutons. Goes well. But when we were here last time for Nicole's birthday, we all remarked about how you actually went back and got more food.
What do we have?
It's spaghetti. No, chili. That was the night of chili and vinegar. Chili.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Chili and vinegar, folks. Can you get the white vinegar? I thought that Nicole's mom was going to just hurl all over the kitchen floor. Who eats vinegar and
did
chili?
She bring her own? She brought
she
her
did.
Own.
She
too.
Had her own vinegar in her car.
Happy birthday. Here's some vinegar.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't even, I feel speechless at this point, you know?
People mm-hmm. who keep hot sauce in their glove compartment. Not at it. It's, you know, you never know. Or a fork in their purse. Cause you know, you never know when cake's going to happen. So.
Wait, you know what do you do that? Like seriously? No?
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I've spooned it before in my purse. You know, for me, I'm not so much a condiment person, but you might sometimes find a peanut butter sandwich in my purse just in case the day goes long and I'm hungry.
You might find some Del Taco Del Scorcho hot sauce in mine. I have like a whole, my whole purse is like a survival kit. I'm good to go.
That's a show. I'm writing it down. We are going to open up our purses and see what is in there. Pandora's box. Nicole, what about you? Now that we know that LaShawn likes all things pasta, maybe we'll start making more. What's your favorite food?
I'm pretty basic as well. I really like French fries. I mean, there's just, they're hot, delicious when prepared correctly. There is nothing better. At one point, Disneyland had like this booth and all they sold was like Diet Coke and French fries. And I thought this person is a
McDonald's
genius.
Yeah, the McDonald's French fries.
Yeah, they sent from God.
Right. Oh yeah. It's like right, it was right outside the Haunted Mansion.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kid knows where to find French fries.
You and Ashley are going to go on a play date together to find French fries.
You don't mess around with those.
That could be another one. We could just order a bunch of random French fries, folks. I'm telling you, it's all going to be spirit related and spirit backed. But on the other hand,
we'll
we are going to be
spiritual French fries.
Spiritual French fries.
Sure.
Why not?
Awesome.
Maybe Ashley could have us paint them. Oh, let's see. Okay. For me, if I had to have something that just called to me, it would be my grandmother's chicken noodle soup. She calls it Popeye, or my great grandmother, actually. It's chicken noodle soup, right? So you make your soup base and then you make your own noodles, but you put it over mashed potatoes. Think about that.
Ooh, yum.
LaShawn's working it out. She's making your sushi face right now.
It's really good. No, you got to try it before you make the face.
A layer of mashed potatoes. Then you put the broth and the chicken on and then the homemade noodles on top and then a little bit.
Almost
I like
a pot pie vibe.
Kind of like an inside out pot pie. Absolutely. And then a little bit of pepper. I don't salt most food. I might add it to what I'm cooking, but I never add it. That's the one dish I put a little more salt on it. Mmm. Yes.
So you mean to tell me you take chicken noodle soup and separate all the ingredients to bring it back together on top of mashed potatoes?
Yes.
No.
So you mean to tell me that you bring your own vinegar to a chili cook-off and have an opinion like that? Really?
No.
I'm going with Ophelia, though. Tamales and mole. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Homemade mole. Oh, Ophelia. That's it, girl. I'm not even reading you. It's going to be... I'm sorry. Her family's just kicked in talking
her
to me. I'm like, it's not me. Ashley's reading
her
you guys.
Ashley.
But no. Oh yeah. Like the whole family cook off. We're going to need to invite Ophelia to one of our kitchen episodes. That's what I'm saying. Guests. We're going to have guests on our shows, right? Bringing in that element and that energy. So that is the first question. Kathy Bray, you're also going to get a card. So stay tuned. That'll be in our upcoming segments. Let's see. Why don't we go with one more question before we hit breaks? We've got about 3-4 minutes, so we'll answer this one in rapid fire. Who wants to go next?
Oh, I guess I'll go since somebody else speaking.
I like that.
My thing is, okay, so I want to know, like, what is the scariest thing that you guys have ever experienced spirit-wise or not? Just, like, really, like, scary. Have you?
Yeah, Back in 1982 is when it all started, LaShawn.
Oh my God, you're dating yourself. You need to stop that right now.
I'd be 76, 72. People know how old I am. Yeah, okay. You know, the golden 44, folks, the angelic number here. You know what? This is going to carry over. So we've got 3 minutes. Who's got a quick one? Nicole, what's something that really scared you spirit-wise? Or maybe not scared, but just took you off balance, like that shock value.
Yeah.
I know this isn't really like the answer that you're looking for, but for me, it was when I first realized what was going on and that I wasn't crazy and that I was actually connecting and I could talk to the dead people and I could talk to, the angels and that I was communicating with. And then we, you know, when you establish that relationship and then you take that relationship and you start helping other people and you kind of go into a rhythm and you get used to it. It was scary to me to think that, before I really 100% grasped it, that it might go away and then I might go back to how it was before. And that it bothered me for a long time because I thought if I do something wrong or say something wrong, then it was going to be like revoked or taken away. And it took me while to get over that. So once you have that connection, it's scary to think that at some point might go away and that you'll lose that connectedness that you have with the other side.
I think that's something that a lot of us face, especially our mediumship students. That's one thing that always, that's your question. Hold off on that part right there, Ashley. I know what your question is. But we do become afraid of losing what we have. Like, will it just disappear? Will it go away? Absolutely not. You guys remember, you're all psychics. You're all mediums in that respect of being able to connect. Now, not everyone can see the past loved ones like some of us, right? We've honed in on that skill, or that's just been a skill that we have been fully gifted on. But we all are psychics, and we're able to move into people's energy, even on the psychic level, to do so. Okay, we've got 1 minute before break. So we've got Diane, Ophelia, Kathy. If you guys want readings, comments. Our fabulous producer, Jacob, who's joining our show here, is going to be putting that in comments for us, or call 1-800-930-2819 if you want a live reading. We're going to answer more of this question as we come back, but as we go to break, LaShawn, tell everyone how they can find you.
I can be found on Facebook. It would be Luminous Path with Love, as well as on Instagram, Luminous Path with Love. Also, email is the Luminous Path with Love. I have to figure out how to change that, but okay. and yeah, that's how you can find me. I do energy bracelets right now. I have some new things that are in the works. The bracelets. I have mala beads, and I'm working right now on pendulums, as well as pyramids and whatnot. So yeah, come check me out. I do readings as well. As Jamie stated, I'm a shaman, a Reiki master, intuitive. I'm kind of do a little bit of everything. My main gifts is to, you know, I feel the physical pain of people, physical, mental, and emotional pain of people, whether they're dead or alive.
That's no small task. So stay tuned, you guys. We have more as you meet Shades of Spirits Roundtable. That will be our new YouTube show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. every day you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling lost or unmotivated, stuck and not sure what to do next? David George Brooke has exactly what you need on That Gratitude Guy podcast. David George Brooke is a speaker, best-selling author, and life coach here to share stories of motivation and inspiration to help you get unstuck and achieve great things by living with gratitude. Live every first and third Friday at 12:30 Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Okay. I dropped the mic for our producer who said a great idea, which I was thinking earlier. Drop that. Everything shorted out. It's just fine. We're just fine. Okay. So we're back, you guys. I am excited because the Fierce Four, that's what we're calling ourselves on the side. We're going to get shirts made and capes. We have created one of the new ultimate YouTube shows. Let's be honest, how cool is it going to be able to sit down and see kind of a view type setting or some of these morning shows, but it's all things spirit related. But then what's also cool is that it's going to be interactive. So when we're doing radio, it's kind of like sit in your chair, frame your picture, like make sure you all are, you know, pretty. And we're going to get messy when we're doing this. We're going to be, you know, painting with Ashley and having her do what she does best and teaching us. LaShawn's going to be helping us put together our own personalized bracelets, our energy bracelets that she creates. We're going to be making those and chit-chatting along the way. With me, we're going to do a cooking episode. Spirit Walker Nicole, we're all going to learn how to be invisible.
Whatever. Whatever.
Oh, whatever. This...
Oh, she's got jokes today.
She just had to have that really sexy radio voice.
No, 5 o'clock has made her spicy, and I'm not sure I'm a fan.
I love 5 o'clock. I told you, we come alive at 5 o'clock. But no, it's going to be, you know, connecting in the angelic realms and really going within and working on that level. But we're all going to bring something unique. We're going to have arguments. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. Lordy knows I'm putting my $5 right now, ladies, on LaShawn. She will cry. And the first episode we have, which is going to be on, I believe it's the 14th. is a Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can only catch this on YouTube, you guys, only on YouTube. So you got to subscribe. I cannot speak today to Shades of Spirit on YouTube. Let your friends know as well. Like, it's so much fun to be able to connect with everybody and be in that energy as you know, as one in that respect, at the same time as individuals who are working together. So I don't know. I feel honored to work with all you guys. I really do.
Aw, we feel honored to work with you.
So on that note, let's do a couple readings and then let's continue our circle of LaShawn's question of what scares you the most. So, okay. Are you ready, Ashley? You want to read Ophelia?
Yeah, I got a little something for her.
Remember, these are short, sweet, and to the point.
All right, Miss Ophelia, I pulled the Nine of Raphael. And it says, make a wish, dreams become reality, a joyful time in life. So this just means manifest and dreams come true. Gratification flows to you, rewards for all your hard work. And you have been working hard with your growth right now. And that's amazing. Keep at it. And then one of the things that came through was like, you are meant to connect with love and light in relationships with the people that you come across. So you're just like a little ball of joy and happiness. And every time somebody encounters you, they feel fulfilled and they leave you feeling almost euphoric. So keep at it, keep manifesting. Everything's going to fall in line for you. And I will leave you with that.
Love it. Love it. Nicole.
Yes.
You got Kathy Bray. You want to give her a message?
I pulled for Kathy out of the Wisdom of the Hidden Realms book. And this is an awesome book. And the card you got was number 11. So if you're into numbers, you'll know why that is a significant number. And this card is called the Hawk Prince. And this is about spirit communication and paying attention. So basically, Kathy, are you looking at the signs? Do you notice the signs? If you are, basically your team, your angels, your spirit guides are saying, hey, keep going. Because spirit's in a constant dialogue with us. And so maybe it's something that pops out to you in a song. I know Ashley and I really connect with music and we bring those into our readings. Maybe it's something, a name on the TV, or you are, you know, standing in line at Starbucks and maybe have nothing else to do and you overhear a conversation and you're like, that's weird. That is spirit. Spirit is always trying to reach out and communicate with us and touch us in various ways to kind of move us along in the right direction, or our loved ones are reaching out to us and trying to connect with us through anything they can, numbers, names, songs, whatever it is. So the Hawk Prince is all about paying attention to those signs. And when you pay attention to those signs and you acknowledge them and you don't just dismiss them and write them off as coincidence, then spirit tries even harder. So spirit will always meet you halfway, if not more. So if you're noticing those signs, keep it up. More are coming. And if you're not, start really paying attention and not dismissing anything as coincidence.
I love it. She says, yes. Deb Wales, I will get to you. So stay with us. LaShawn, you've got Diane W. over here.
I do. Hey, Diane. So the card that I pulled for you is the Two of Waters. And on the card, it actually says falling in love, or the resurgence of a romantic relationship, forgiveness and the ending of challenges, exchanging gifts. Don't give up on people you love. So for you, I don't believe that this is in regards to specifically a romantic relationship. I think that this is something just as far as maybe even family relationship or work relationship, but I just don't feel like it's like a romantic relationship. And this card for you was about forgiving people, forgiving others. You have such a genuine heart and you're full of love, but I feel like sometimes it just gets, you hold yourself back a little bit. And I understand that's the way of getting, you know, putting that wall up to keep you from being hurt. But sometimes we just have to go in and let that go. Go with the flow, girl. Okay. And I'm going to leave you with that.
Love it. We all could go with the flow right now, honestly. We really can. I mean, we don't want to be stick in the muds, not saying Diane is by any means, but a lot of us have felt that way for quite some time. And it's now about regeneration. We have a little guy that's living. I've called her Mitzi. And it is a tiny hummingbird who has made a nest, which I just noticed today, right outside our bedroom window. And so she flies all around and she comes back. And it's about reminding me to tune back in. It's about the new beginnings. It's about the rebirth process. It's about connecting. It's about focusing on the little things, because hummingbirds are small and yet they're quick. It's about manifesting, and spring is coming. So remind yourself of that when you become a little bit hard on yourself. That goes for all of us. Deb Wales, she is asking about growing in self-love. And what's interesting, Deb, is that this is the one deck I was going to use today, Self-Love Oracle. So when I saw that, I'm like, boom, we got this. So what happened is your card actually fell out of the deck. It's a beautiful card. It's got Frida on it, and it says, be inspired by what you love. And it says, flow, hermosa, beautiful flower. Flor hermosa, it's in cursive. And it's all about trusting. And I'm not going to lie, this has been a hard concept for a lot of my clients the past couple of weeks, is to fall into trust. It's your root chakra. So if you're having any lower back pain or any sciatic pain, if you're feeling kind of pressure in that bladder area, it's that root chakra. And it's about movement and growth. It's about going out and grounding. But you have to trust yourself first. And this is the thing we don't understand sometimes when we're healing, is that we would like to heal and help and, you know, forgive everybody else around. But unless we found the trust within ourselves to do so and to heal ourselves first, this energy isn't going to move in the direction we want it to. It says, you have fated destiny and a creative destiny. You choose which one you experience by the octave of your thoughts. So it's about going back in, reconnecting with yourself. Bring in Archangel Michael to clear, cut, and cancel any cords and ties energetically that are tied to you that you need to get rid of. And bring in Archangel Raphael to bring in that healing energy light to be able to bring back that self-trust. Rose quartz, malachite, solidite are perfect stones for your heart chakra. That's what you need to trust, is your heart. You're very logical up here, but they're saying your heart needs to relearn trust. And in doing so, it's trusting yourself and finding the self-love in something you do every day. So for any of us, keep a journal, write it down. I don't care how you do it, but find something at the end of the day when you put your head on that pillow that you loved and go to sleep with that thought. And that's going to help you start building that self-trust back up, and that self-love will continue to elevate and the vibration will shift for you. LaShawn, you wanted to add something, I think.
No, it's pretty much, you said everything, girl. but for me, you know, I do, I have mantras that I say every day. I am beautiful. I am smart. I am kind. I am all these different things. But I also write it, as you guys know, I also write it on my mirror. And I do it with the full moon is how I started doing it now. But I'll put down affirmations and things that I want along with, you know, with my mantras of things. So I think that's really important. And make sure you get in that pink Himalaya salt baths. That's like the ultimate self-love as well.
She hugs herself with that. I love it. Sure. All right. Ashley, what has shocked you? What's you shocked? Maybe it did scare the crap out of you, but what has shocked you the most?
Well, I mean, when I was younger, I would see things, but that wasn't really like scary to me. And when we were doing all of our, I don't want to say training, but building up my gift, having that fear is kind of what blocks you. For receiving messages. So I don't, like, there's certain things. Okay, so like the other night when the lights kept flickering, I was startled. I'm all, who's that? What are you doing? But it wasn't like I was like scared to death hiding underneath my covers. I mean, I immediately called you guys like, help me. Like, but for the most part, it was just like, who is this? Guys, tune into this. What's going on? So yeah, I don't really get. Now, I'm sure if we do like paranormal investigations, which we hope to be doing on the YouTube channel, I'll get the scared out of me. So.
I will make sure that happens in a legit, authentic way, folks. We will find some haunted locations when it's safe for us to all go out and do that. For me, honestly, I think that it was what I saw at such a young age, because those lower level energies were drawn to me and I didn't understand it or couldn't comprehend it. And that's why I'm a big proponent of educating our children when it comes down to spiritual stuff. If you're into that, give us a shout out, because I've got three kids of my own that I've had to work on different levels of their own gifts and understanding that, and working with friends who have gifted children, but not understanding why these scary things kept coming into my room and then being dismissed, you know, feeling like I was crazy at such a young age, but that shock value has never left. So it's funny you brought this question up, LaShawn, because the other night it's been like Spirit Grand Central Station. And I got the back chills, which I know at night when they do that, that there's something of a lower vibration coming in, trying to get my attention. I understand what it is now. It doesn't make it any less energetically. And I'm like, oh, so it kind of like shocked me. And I'm like, what is it? Why is it here? And then I felt the hand on my lower back and I'm like, oh shit, nuh-uh, this ain't gonna happen. So that still happens to me to this day. And as soon as I go in and I become that five-year-old, I re-empower myself and I bring myself back out of it and I step back. I'm here to help, but you need to move. So I think that that for me is still, it's just as shocking as it was at age five is when they come in like that for me. What about you, LaShawn?
I'm kind of torn between the two, because I would say one of my scariest moments is being at your house and the dogs coming out and me and me standing on your dining room table, because that scared the spirit out of me, let me tell you. Like, wearing your chandelier as a hat was just amazing.
I am so sorry that we missed that. I really am. And I'm sorry that we don't have baby cams in the house.
We're not sorry it happened. We're just sorry we didn't get it on film.
No, if I would have arrived like 10 or 15 minutes earlier, I would have been there for the whole thing.
Yeah, you went out. True story.
Your ass would have been up on that table too, Ashley. Stop playing.
Nuh-uh. I'd be filming through the window out there.
She's over on the side window. Rich and Linda, your table has held up quite well with LaShawn jumping on top of it and wearing the chandelier as a hat. Yeah. It was one sturdy table, apparently. Oh, my God. Okay.
But no, I think my scariest moment is when I was laying in bed and I literally heard my name. But it was as if it was right here in my ear. I felt my entire body got extremely cold. It's a cold, I'm telling y'all, it's a chill, a cold that you would never get anywhere else unless it's from spirit. I promise you that. It is something that you will never get, that you, it's almost like you can't get over it, because it's shocking.
You can't move.
You can't move, like, at all. And to hear my name right here in my ear, oh my God. So I would say that's probably one of the most, it was scary. I'm not going to lie, it was scary as hell for me. Because, I mean, even though I had been, I've been gifted since I was a kid, I just didn't know a whole lot at that point in time. And so it's a different story now, because I'm like, hey, y'all, come on, what y'all want to talk about, you know, or whatever. But at that moment, it scared the living daylights out of me, and you can't move. You just can't.
You are frozen in time.
Then
absolutely.
That happens to me all the time. Like on the regular.
Do it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's called boundaries, centering, and shielding, girlfriend. Welcome every person.
No, not to like to come in. They just like to yell, you know.
Like, it's clear, it's the clear audience. So that's one of our psychic senses that you're using. It's what we really hound on some of those first mediumship classes, is how to reconnect with your psychic senses. From a child to now. But clairaudience is one that, you know, I don't have so much, but Nicole's over here like, do you hear the symphony from the angels? And I'm like, crickets chirping. And I'm like, no, but Sal over here.
I 100% appreciate your face and tone when trying to recreate me.
I do a damn good job, folks. Damn good job. But no, I mean, that is a strong one for you. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ashley.
Yes.
If the dog doesn't tear down our entire equipment today, because we decided to let him take a nap in here, what is your question for the group?
Okay. Oh my God, I have a ton. Okay.
Save them for our future episodes.
So, what, I know, right? So yes, one of the questions I thought was pretty funny was, why do people with like psychic medium gifts seem spacey or aloof?
So that kind of went like with one of my questions of like, you know, what is one of your strengths and weaknesses? It's the spacey and aloof for me, folks. I know. Let's not all jump on it at once. You guys got to remember that for some of us, the way we connect is that we kind of up and come out of our body. So I am talking to the invisible world, but in order for me to do that, I need to come up about 3, 4, 5 feet from where I'm at energetically. And then I need to move in conjunction with what the energy is coming through. Now, for me, it's not always spacey and aloof. I would have to refer that to my angel medium. But for me, it's about anger. It's about feeling the other side of it. So I'm not necessarily spacey. It's that I'm present in that moment. I'm angry. I'm agitated because the energies I work with most are of those lower vibration. And so it is about combining energies and learning how to either transmute the energy or cut in those cords. What about you? Speaking of spacey.
I don't think I'm spacey. Aloof, oh, I've been accused of a lot, but it's just because you have to, oh, really? Maybe you can let me answer, Ashley T. Thanks.
Art by Ashley T, please.
Art by Ashley T. I think it's, you get to the point, I mean, when people, when this comes up and people ask you, you're like, oh yeah, what do you do? And you're like, oh, I talk to angels. They're like, okay, back away slowly. Then they treat you like you're completely insane. And so you have to kind of just really know your place and like where, if people are open or not, and not push anything on them. And that makes you sort of protective, and not of your gifts, because I'll share it with anybody, but of just, you can only be looked at like you're insane so many times. And so it comes to the point that you're just like, you know, and you just don't add a lot to the conversation unless it's really, I mean, obviously in a spiritual setting, it's different, but if just everyday people, like I'm certainly not going to be telling that to, you know, Jenny in the Starbucks line, oh, Archangel Michael says... No, I'm like,
it's not your water cooler talk.
No, not my water cooler.
I'm gonna take my break. And hey, guys, so anybody needs some Archangel Raphael healing? I'm talking to him now. No,
it gets mischaracterized.
Jen Mose in the corner, she says, "What's up?"
Yeah, can you imagine?
No, yeah. So the aloof part for you, for me, it's more of that lower vibration, anger, anxiety kicks in. LaShawn, what about you?
What's aloof mean again? Like.
LaShawn's gone to spacey automatically. She's connected.
It's kind of, it's like, you're kind of like nonchalant about it. You don't like really give too much away. Just Nicole.
LaShawn, we only have 3 minutes. So are you spacey, aloof, or angry? Which one, LaShawn?
You know what? I just say whatever at this point. Listen, I'm that person that walked into Starbucks, into Stater Brothers, and was like, who's Doreen? Anybody know who Doreen is? Because I got a message for Doreen. Like, I'm that chick. Like,
is that why you were escorted out? You said it was just a misunderstanding.
Is that why we had to go pick you up? You did a Teresa Caputo. I like it. Okay, so she's just automatically connected. What about you, though, Ashley, on the art side of it, though? You find yourself connecting differently on that level?
I do. Yeah, especially so when I'm creating art or if I'm listening to music or tuning in, I do space out, but I space out, but I'm still hearing like what's going on or what people are asking me. So it's like, I call it like the 10 second Tom, like I delay, it's more like a, like not a 10 second Tom, but like, it's a delayed reaction where like maybe like 30 seconds later, I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, and they're looking at me like, what is going on?
I'm like, oh, Ashley's joined us. Welcome.
It's sad when you forgot what you had just said though. And so everyone's laughing and you're joining the party and you're like, what the hell just happened? Like, what so I do? Think we can all agree that we definitely go to different levels on that question. Yeah. I love that question. We'll have to save your question. We'll start you off with the first ever Shades of Spirit Roundtable show that is on our YouTube channel, Shades of Spirit. Every single Sunday, we are either going to get sick of each other or we're going to become closer friends, business partners, the whole shabam. We're going to give this till June. So we would love for you guys to talk about it. Get your friends involved. Have you guys grab some dinner and hang out with us on Sunday afternoons, okay? That's what this is all about. You guys, go to shadesofspirit.com. You can book a session with Nicole or myself. I am running a $75 special right now for a 1-hour reading. You can find LaShawn at Luminous Path with Love. You can find Ashley at Art by Ashley T. We will see you guys next Sunday, the 14th, not this coming. This coming, you can meet us for our Sacred Circle. It's $25. You get a mini reading. It's only 10 people. I've already got half of it full. Join us there. You can sign up on Facebook. Other than that, you guys, thank you so much. This was so much fun. We will see you guys next week at 5 p.m. Join me tomorrow at 5 p.m. for Eye of Soul Radio, and we will say goodnight.
Night.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.